This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, everyone who's joined the call tonight. This is Melissa Jakowski, the Grassroots Advocacy Manager for AAUW. We're excited to have so many of you on the line tonight to learn about GOTV. I ask that you please mute yourself using *6. You will have an opportunity to unmute yourself again in the call to ask questions. Again, that is *6 to mute yourself. We do have a very full call tonight. I want to make sure that everyone can hear everything clearly. To get started, I'll review the agenda. This call is being recorded, and notes will be sent around afterwards, including links and other resources that we review in this call. So to kick things off, we'll have Lisa Matz, the Vice President of Government Relations, speak, and then I'll do a review of voter registration activities. And following that, Christine Hernandez, the Campus and Universities Relationships Manager, will speak about working with CU partners. And then we'll give an opportunity for everyone to ask some questions on voter registration and CU work. Following that, we'll cover some additional GOTV resources. And then Christy Jones, the Vice President of Membership and Branch Relations, will talk about capitalizing on membership recruitment opportunities. Then there will be an opportunity for additional question and answer session on GOTV resources and membership items. And finally, before adjourning the call for the evening, we will go over some basic announcements. So again, if you're just joining us, if you could please mute your line using *6, you will have an opportunity to unmute later in the call for questions. GOTV, which some of you may pronounce as GOTV, it means get out the vote. That's what we mean when we say GOTV. The It's My Vote, I Will Be Heard campaign was a great success in 2012. Registering and turning out millennial women voters nationwide. 44 states, including 137 colleges and universities, participated in hundreds of events, such as voter registration and a candidate and issue forum. We are looking to smash that number this year. AAUW and the AAUW Action Fund are renewing our efforts for the critical midterm elections, a time when young women are less likely to. We will use several tools to engage women in 2014, many of which we'll review tonight. In order to make change and be effective, making our voice heard, we need allies as elected officials. And in order to gain allies, it's important to make our voice heard as part of the election process. Elected officials need to understand we will be holding them accountable, and we have the opportunity to do that this year, leading up to the election on Tuesday, November 4th. So with that, I'm going to turn things over to Lisa Matz, the Vice President of Government Relations.
Thanks, Mel, and thanks, everybody, for being on the call tonight. I'm so pleased to be with you talking about Get Out the Vote and the voter education programs here with AAUW. This is really an exciting time, I think, always at headquarters, and I think an exciting time for the membership as well, because we know with the good works that we do that we can have an impact on elections. Tonight you're going to hear a lot of great information, both from my colleagues within the building as well as the public policy staff, to think about things that you can do in your community, that you can do as a branch or a state or even as an individual that will be useful in terms of turning out the midterm vote. Midterm elections are always important. Part of the reason why we always want to have a strong focus is that for a variety of reasons, during the midterm elections, and those are the elections that are non-presidential years, during midterm elections, we tend to see a rather precipitous drop-off in votes. I know for some of us that is a little surprising. AUW members are regular voters, and so in many respects, the targets for our work are not necessarily ourselves and our own members, but a broader community, and most specifically, younger women. This is something that has been proven over and over again in the midterms in terms of younger women being what we call drop-off voters, the ones who will vote in presidential elections, but then somehow in a midterm election find it less interesting, or it catches their attention in it does not catch their attention in ways that a presidential election can. So our job as AEW is to do what we can, not only to generate interest, but to educate voters as well. Obviously, AEW is nonpartisan. We do not support any particular party or candidate, but we do have valid initiatives across the country that we will support or oppose, and we certainly have issues through our member-adopted public policy program that we would like to see pushed in the election, things like equal pay, violence against women, reproductive rights, the things that, as many of you have probably already noticed, have already become a big focus in the election this year. In some respects, it's kind of exciting as well in that I think both the Democrats and the Republicans really have a good sense that they need to be talking to women voters, that in fact it will be women voters of all ages who are going to decide this election. I know we say that pretty much every year, but when it comes to a midterm election and the real potential for a dangerous drop-off in voting, we know this to be true. So what kinds of things are at stake? Well, one of the things, of course, that's at stake is control of Congress. We at AEW work with members of Congress from both sides of the aisle. We think that's very important. Quite frankly, it does us no good if one party takes us for granted and the other one ignores us. So this particular election season, having women's issues be at the top of the agenda, being seen as something that candidates need to be talking about in order to win votes, is really good for us. The House, in many respects, is probably going to remain relatively stable. There'll be a few seats changing here and there, but I expect Speaker Boehner will be Speaker Boehner again in the coming Congress. What's really at stake in many respects is the Senate. The Senate has several very tight races, and it's really going to go down to the wire, maybe even to runoff elections, depending on how things turn out on election night. So it's absolutely a case where every vote counts, and that's where you all come in. That's where AEW can have such an impact. The voter registration work that you can do, the way that you can do candidate forums and bring together different groups to talk about the issues in a rational and meaningful way, the way that you can lead by example in terms of being conscientious voters, can really have an impact. And the bonus, of course, in all this is not only are you doing good works, but it's a great opportunity to get visibility for your branch and for AEW. And some of my colleagues are going to be talking more about how to use those tools later. So I want to make sure, obviously, that we understand what's at stake. The Senate, I think, is really up for grabs. It's anybody's guess right now. For a while, there was a sense that perhaps our Republican friends might be taking over the Senate. Now there's a sense that perhaps our Democratic friends have a chance to defend it. But it's all going to hinge on turnout. It's all going to be about who goes to the polls. And again, as I said, that's where you come in. So just in closing, I want to thank all of you for being on the call, for already thinking about what you're going to be doing in terms of get out the vote. It is that time of year. It's a very exciting time. And I have to tell you, one of the times when I'm most proud to work for AEW, because this is when we can really let our true colors shine and be the community leaders that we are. So let me go ahead and stop there, turn it back over to Mel.
Thank you for that, Lisa. And anyone that's joined us, I ask that you please hit *6 to mute your line. And then as I move into voter registration, we'll have a chance to ask questions following that, and you can unmute yourself. So again, please mute yourself using *6 if you haven't already. So talking about voter registration, the first item I'd like to bring up is power checking your voter registration. Have you moved recently or changed your name, or maybe it's been a while since you voted? Although I know every single person on this call is already registered to vote, and everyone in your branch is already registered to vote, it still doesn't hurt to double-check your registration. And even though you're registered to vote, what about your friends and family? there are different places you can go to help register people to vote as well and encourage your friends and family to register to vote. You can go to the library, outside a DMV. Although they already do voter registration at the DMV, as Lisa mentioned, there will be colleagues from AAUW speaking later about opportunities for AAUW and how to capitalize on the connections that you're making. But if you're outside the DMV meeting new people and getting people interested in AAUW, that's a great place to meet people. You can also register people to vote at parades, at community festivals, at back-to-school fairs, which are happening right now, at farmers markets. It's a perfect time of year. Holiday card list is something I like to consider as well. Those are your friends and family. Who do you send the holiday cards to? Who do you send birthday cards to? Look through your address book and see if everyone in there is registered to vote. And another idea is at college and university campus tabling. The Higher Education Act actually requires that voter registration be made accessible to all students on campus. Students and millennial voters are a very important audience, and now is a great time to reach out to them, especially as these students are headed back to school. There's a three-prong approach you can use when reaching out to the local college universities to do voter registration. You can reach out to them yourself. They may or may not be a CU partner, and hopefully they are. And set up a table yourself. Schedule a time you can be on campus and schedule volunteers through your branch to man the table and register students to vote. Another idea is to work with a student group. Many of them need service hours, making Panhellenic groups such as the sororities and fraternities really good to pair with. And lastly, you can empower a student organization to register voters on campus themselves, providing your expertise and mentorship and giving them ownership over a voter registration drive on campus. We have many resources available online, such as How to Hold an Effective Voter Registration Drive. This is a one-pager that's available on our Action Fund site. And again, all this information will be sent out in the follow-up email from the call, so you'll have access to it all online. But one thing to note is that you should not and cannot do voter registration in conjunction with advocacy actions. It is federal law stating that we cannot put advocacy materials on the same table as voter registration materials. With that in mind, I'd also encourage you to look up your local rules and regulations before engaging in election activities, just to make sure that you're compliant with what's set forth for your community. Another way to be active with voter registration is on National Voter Registration Day, which this year is Tuesday, September 23rd. At AAW's national headquarters, just two blocks from the White House, we'll have a table outside registering people at peak traffic hours, so at lunchtime and after work. We'll also be giving away free snow cones to anyone who stops by, regardless of not whether they register to vote. It's important to note that voter registration cannot be incentivized, unless, of course, the incentive is making their voice heard because they're casting their vote on Election Day. So plan on making this a day of action in your community, and let us know about your event using the upcoming event form. And with that, I'm going to turn things over to Christine Hernandez, the Camp College and University Relationships Manager.
Thank you, Melissa. Hi, everybody. My name is Christine Hernandez. As Melissa shared, I am the College and University Relationships Manager. I've been working with AUW for about 2 years now, and prior to that, I was actually a campus administrator at a couple of different universities. I know that many of you may be thinking about tabling on campus as you are registering voters, sharing advocacy materials, but not at the same time, obviously. And so I wanted to, number one, share some information about what you should know about AUW on campus, and then also give you a few pointers that might make your process into getting on campus a little bit smoother. So just so we're all on the same page, AUW does have a college and university partner membership program. We have over 800 college and university partner members. So those are schools that pay dues, are relatively involved with AUW, and, you know, are committed to AUW's mission and purpose. With that, you're more than likely to find one in your area, and you are able to find those schools on our national website. There are definitely points of contact that you can make at our partner institutions, but if you find that there are other schools in your area that you prefer to work with, please feel free to do so. a lot of times schools will actually join after Get Out the Vote efforts because they've already built a relationship with the school. So as we shared earlier, you know, you're more than welcome to go to the school yourself, to table yourself without, you know, working with the student group if you'd like to get started right away. A few tips I'd like to share is that if your branch has a college and university chair, I would definitely recommend connecting with her so that you might get insider information about people that she's already talked to, what the history might be with that particular school, and then also just to give that person a heads up and they may be of additional assistance. In addition, you know, if you don't have a CU chair at your branch, you can also just let your membership vice president or president know. And again, there may be some tips, a pointer, some people that they already have connections with. And, of course, you might also have somebody in your branch who works for a college or university, and definitely connect with them to see if there's any information you can get. Like I said, if you are working with a campus that isn't a member of AUW, that's definitely okay, and we encourage it. One thing to note is that, you know, there is a time after the Get Out the Vote effort where you will want to follow up with the school to see if they want to become a member. For new schools, it is $125, and that is for the whole institution. And that's a pretty good deal considering, you know, they get two free national memberships, plus all of their undergraduate students would be eligible to join. In addition, a few other places I'd recommend to partner with, or if you're having trouble getting a table on that campus, sometimes some schools make it a lot harder for outside community groups than really is necessary. There are different places that will definitely help you facilitate that process. So some schools may have what's called a civic engagement center, and just as you'd imagine, they'd be interested in something like the Get Out the Vote effort. Of course, you can always talk to a women's center or a women's studies department. Those folks are very familiar with AUW. I'd also encourage you to look into the campus's student government and their advisor to see what efforts they're doing and how you can have a table on that campus. And then just as Melissa shared, you know, working with the student group can really make a difference. You're, number one, empowering a student organization to do the work themselves, to learn more about voter registration, about policy issues, about getting involved with their community. And that's a really great thing to pass on. But it's also a little bit easier now in 2014 with about 62 AUW student organizations nationwide. And so those are groups just like AUW branches who are formally on a campus. It's comprised of students, and they are very active right now in their campuses. I know that they're already doing plenty of activities with the back-to-school workshops happening, tabling, and so there may be an opportunity to work with them. You can see the full list of student organizations on our website, and we're more than happy to help facilitate that connection, depending on how close they are and, you know, what their availability looks like. But we're happy to help make those connections, especially for that, you know, we're not all doing separate things if we're working on the same campus. A few tabling tips just to remember. You can gather e-student affiliates on voter registration tables as long as there is no advocacy slant. For example, you cannot say, sign up as an e-student affiliate because we can take action on important issues such as pay equity. So please be careful when you're doing that so that you are compliant with policies and that you don't want to get in trouble for something like that. So just be very careful with your language and make sure that anybody working at your table is familiar with that practice. You'll also want to, another thing that you may want to consider as you're working with colleges and universities is to do some class visits. Amanda Barker, who is a former member of our National Student Advisory Council and was also very much involved with our Get Out the Vote efforts in 2012, did many class visits during the Get Out the Vote efforts in 2012. So she asked students if they are registered to vote. She said, are you sure? Talked about eligibility requirements, which for many students, they're not sure what that even looks like, since some of them aren't from the state that they're attending school and there may be other roadblocks for them to get to vote. And she was able to answer some of those questions in an interesting way. So for a lot of younger voters, they aren't that interested in voting because they feel it won't affect them. But when you bring up an issue that is very much of interest to them, so for example, Pell Grants, then they're more likely to listen to you. So that's another opportunity, too, is to make a classroom visit. A lot of political science professors will be open to it. You just have to get a hold of them, you know, early enough so that they can, you know, give you 5 to 10 minutes of their class time. With that, I'm open to questions.
Thank you, Christine, for all those valuable tips and tricks when tabling on campus and how to be effective with voter registration on campus. So as Christine said, we are going to pause for a moment and take some questions. If you muted yourself, please hit *6 to unmute yourself and ask a question.
I have a question regarding the eligibility rules when you go to colleges. How do we find out whether an out-of-state voter would be permitted to vote in our state?
Right. So we have, in the follow-up information that we'll be sending out, we actually have some really great resources on our website that will address that, including like the Fair Elections Legal Network and the Election Protection Coalition and some other really fantastic resources that answer those questions as far as legally what it means for students to register to vote, what the requirements are, and voter ID laws as well. So that will be included in the follow-up email.
I have a question. This is Cheryl Temple in Florida. Just wondering, we provide copies of the voting records of our congressional and senatorial representatives, and would that be appropriate to have those kinds of materials for educational purposes at our voter registration tables?
That's an excellent question, and the answer to that is no. We cannot have any materials like that on the voter registration table. We will cover that moving forward in the call as well, but it is very, very important to know that when you're doing voter registration, it must strictly be voter registration. It cannot be any type of advocacy slant to it, nothing that sways anybody to one party or another or one issue or another.
Thank you.
And now, are you allowed to have a second table nearby that would have AEW materials on it?
Yes, you can. You can have a separate table, and it would be appropriate to direct somebody to a different table as long as there still was no communication about, thank you for registering to vote. You can learn more about ways to support pay equity by going over to this table. You would have to just direct somebody over to the AEW table for additional information on issues that we support.
Can the voter registration table have just basic information like our membership materials, or is there to be nothing that says AEW on it on the registration table?
You can have the membership information. It can be very basic, and you can ask people to sign up for more information. You just cannot say anything about, as Christine said, sign up for us because we take action on important issues like pay equity or violence against women or equal pay, whatever it may be. You have to stop it at sign up here for more information without any additional push behind it.
Now, would you say a good distinction is to think of the voter registration table as being about the mechanics of voting, registering, and knowing what you need to bring to the polls in terms of IDs and such, and then you'd have a separate table that would have actually issue materials?
That is a very perfect way of looking at it.
I have a question. I'm from California. My name is Joe Turner. And California puts out a pamphlet that talks about the different candidates, both any candidates that are running. Would that be reasonable to have on a table?
Nope, that cannot be on the table at all. Voter education materials cannot be on the same table as voter registration materials. So
even if they're totally nonpartisan.
Correct. Even if they're totally nonpartisan, Lisa had a very good way of describing it. The voter registration table should be thought of as the mechanics. What do you need to vote? What are the laws regarding voting? And then have your information about candidates, about issues, completely separate from what you're doing on your table for voter registration.
Okay, thank you.
And we encourage you to have these additional materials, but you need a second table. And you really also want to plaster AUW all over both of them. You can identify AUW as the group that is doing the voter registration and have general membership materials. As Christine said, you can also sign up e-student affiliates if you're doing that at a college campus. But in terms of things like our voting guides, our congressional voting records, the issue one-pagers, those kinds of things, you need to have that at a separate table.
Thank you.
And with that, I think that's a good seg into our next session, our section about GOTV tools. There will be an opportunity to ask questions again before the end of the call, but I would like to talk about some education and awareness tools since we have talked about voter guides already. Education and awareness is actually a very huge component to our GOTV effort. These voter education activities can be done by 501c3 and 501c4 branches. You can sponsor nonpartisan issue forums, debates, and meet the candidate events. I suggest that you determine a set of questions you want candidates to answer or be held accountable to, and have them ready to share with members of your branch and friends or family that are attending any forums or town halls. You should also work in coalition. Consider working and partnering with other like-minded nonpartisan organizations to support a voter registration drive or co-sponsor a candidate forum. You're likely already doing many activities or hosting events where you can incorporate GOTV actions, especially voter registration. There are so many other nonpartisan groups doing something geared towards getting out the vote this election cycle that there's no need to reinvent the wheel and try to go it alone. You can provide fact sheets on important issues, though, again, not on the voter registration table. This is another great place to fact I'm sorry, if you have unmuted your line, if you could please hit star 6.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I'm in a conference call.
Again, star 6 will mute your line.
Yeah, through them. Okay. I'd rather talk to you.
And so the education awareness component for fact sheets, we can have those on important issues.
Yeah,
I'm in a conference call.
Yeah, I should really finish up.
Another great place to share designated questions
with
candidates.
Kind of important.
We will have
these
available
in like 20 minutes,
in front, which will include in the follow-up email. Another
All
idea
right.
is to letter to the editor or an
All
op-ed
right. cool. Thanks.
And why voting is important. Voter guides, which are a C4 activity, are another great tool to help inform your audience about where candidates stand on issues important to women. Define a set of ideas, about 5 or 6, and compare where the candidates stand on each issue. We have voter guide templates available under the Voter Education tab on the Action Fund site. You can pick hot or contested races in your area. What race will everyone have their eyes on? Generate some publicity and awareness around it by sharing candidate positions on AUW and your branch's priority issues. Another C4 activity, and something the Action Fund is doing, is to create a Congressional Voting Record, or CVR, that provides information about elected federal legislators through the votes they cast and includes a poster with questions to ask candidates. These will be available the third week of September, so start placing your orders now. This can be done by sending us an email or filling out the upcoming event form, which will be linked in the follow-up email. So I know you're hosting all these wonderful events and interacting with people, many of whom likely aren't yet AAW members. You're finding people for the Action Network, but not while doing voter registration. But how do you capitalize on that? So with these questions in mind, I'm going to turn it over to Christy Jones, Vice President of Member and Branch Relations.
Thank you, Mel, and good evening. My name is Christy Jones, and I'm Vice President for Member and Branch Relations at AUW. AUW's public policy agenda, your community forums, and voter registration events are great avenues to engage current and potential AUW members. According to our AUW Every Member Survey, 99% of our current members are registered voters. In the last 6 years alone, AUW has attracted tens of thousands of additional supporters. These individuals have taken action on behalf of AUW by signing petitions, joining the Action Network, or by making donations. AUW is actively working to engage these individuals and ultimately convert them to members. Today I want to share with you a few tips to engage potential members during upcoming voter registration and advocacy events this fall. As you've been hearing with my colleagues, according to federal law, there can be no advocacy or issue-related discussion during voter registration events. However, as you also heard previously, this is a great opportunity to hand out AUW's new recruitment postcard and invite the registrants to take one. These steer them to the AUW website so that they can learn more about us. The postcard is available from our Connect staff at 1-800-326-2289 or connect at AUW.org. We talked earlier about having an additional table. We really think that's a great idea because you can have your other additional information about AUW, and if you have the ability to have a volunteer standing at that table, since it's separate from the voter registration table, you can go into a bit more detail about AUW. But at the voter registration table itself, pass out the postcard, steer them to the AUW website, but nothing further. Your whole goal there is to get them to register to vote. However, the good thing is we encourage our branches to put a sticker or label with your branch contact information and your website, if you have one, address on the cards. Personalizing the cards enable you to begin establishing a relationship with these individuals. You can also ask people to sign up if they would like to have more information sent to them about AUW. You would need to capture their names, phone numbers, and email addresses, so have a sign-up sheet ready. This gives you a wonderful prospect list to begin inviting these individuals to your branch, meetings, and other events, and advocacy activities that you have in line. Once the event is over, the key is make sure to follow up with the individuals that signed up for further information. Thank them for stopping by your table and send them information about your branch and invite them to your branch's next event. A lot of comments that we have from people who have attended activities where AUW's tables are is that nobody asks them to join. With the voter registration, your concentration again is on the voter registration, but you can follow up and ask them to join at that point. Now, once you have other advocacy events separate from the voter registration ones, make sure that all of your advocacy events are open to the public. You know that 99% of your members, if not all your members, are registered to vote, but you know because of that they're really interested in advocacy. Obviously, they will be coming to your event, but make sure that your advocacy event is open to the public because that's the interest area and that's the ability for them to be interested in joining you as a branch or as a state. At such events, a community forum, you can offer membership discounts through what we call the Shape the Future campaign. Our Shape the Future campaign, of which information and resources is available on our website, you can offer 50% off the AUW national dues, which are, as you know, $49, so you can offer them to join during your event for $24.50. If you're expecting a large crowd of people and you need brochures, etc., contact our Connect staff and see about receiving a travel kit, because you'll let them know, they'll ask you, how many people do you anticipate coming to the event, and they'll help plan to receive the brochures that you need for this. And they'll also personalize a discount form that you can use as a flyer on the table. So during the event, let's say it's the San Jose Get Out the Vote or Pay Equity event, then you can have a flyer that says it's San Jose Pay Equity event and offer the same kind of discount, $24.50, if you join on the spot. We have found both Shape the Future events as well as these individualized flyers for specific events to be very incentivized for people to join. They really love the fact that they can take advantage of a discount. I think we all do. When speaking with potential members, don't forget to share AEW's public policy agenda, highlight related research, AEW's work on education, and what your local branch is doing in the community to make a difference. Demonstrating AEW's total impact may sway an individual from, maybe, to yes, I want to join AEW. The key is ask them, what is your area of interest? Obviously, they either have come to your table on an advocacy event, they have come to an activity that you're doing, so there's something about the issues that you're highlighting that they're interested in. But you know, until somebody asks, is it pay equity that you're interested in? Is it education? Is it the potential of our research? Is it sexual harassment? What are the issues? And once you have a sense of what issue of concerns that they have, then you can tailor your conversation to them and say, AEW's latest research encompasses the pay gap, or we really have an awful lot of activities around science, technology, engineering, and math. Make it as personalized as you can. At the same time, don't forget, on either the voter registration or the any of your advocacy event, if they express interest, take their name and number down. I want to again reiterate, and you'll see this in the resources that Mel was talking about earlier, in conjunction specifically with the voter registration events, talking points such as highlighting our public policy agenda, research, work on education, and branch work cannot be discussed at the voter registration table. Handing out our new recruitment postcard and inviting registrants to take one so they can learn more about AEW on the website, which has our website address, is great. Any questions?
Thank you, Christy. I will be sending around all these resources that both Christine and Christy went over tonight in the wrap-up email as well. So you'll have all these wonderful links and suggestions that they have mentioned as well. So as Christy said, we do have some time to pause and take some questions.
I guess I was clear. Let me make one more point, though, that's important, and I think it was Christine who mentioned earlier when she was talking about our students that they have different issues of concern than, say, maybe our retired members do. This is where it's really important to ask them what issue is of importance to them so that you'll speak at their point, not just necessarily at what you may think. If you go on the AEW website, you can search under the Younger Women's Task Force, and you'll see there that addresses women that are 40 and under and areas of interest that might also find, you might find that a useful tool in learning what is of interest to the younger woman.
Thank you. And if we have any questions, if you've muted yourself, please remember to hit *6 to unmute yourself to ask the question.
Yes, this is Bakula from California, and I have a question. If you have a second table for AAUW, can you put the banner around with the AAUW initials?
The AAUW banner? Certainly, I
yes.
would put that on both if it's just the AAUW name.
Definitely. You can have the banner on both tables, and we encourage you to represent that it's AAUW that has both tables.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's one of the things to remember, is that voter registration is a great way to be visible in the community. And having two tables gives you an opportunity to not only do the community service and help to turn out more voters for the election, but it also gives you an opportunity, obviously, to talk up AEW. You might also want to have flyers for your next branch event. Have that available, have a sign-up sheet for Action Network, and, of course, signing up e-student affiliates if you're on campus is always a good idea.
That's a good time to wear your AAUW shirts.
Absolutely.
And don't forget to get some photographs, really photographs for your newsletters or to share on your website, and people can see the action that you are generating by having a table or two tabletops there really is a draw. People see that you are making a difference.
Hi, this is Mary Lou from Virginia. I just want to note that I believe in Virginia they're requiring training if you're going to do any voter registration. Have you looked into that difference or that requirement?
That's a really great question. Thank you. It does vary state by state. So I do encourage you to reach out to your local elections office about what's required, because some states do require you to go to a training, or some states may call it becoming deputized so that you can go out and register people to vote. They have different ways that you're allowed to be involved in the voter registration process as far as how much you're allowed to help somebody while they're filling out the form and what the requirements are for turning the form back in and when they have to be due by. Whereas other states, they require nothing. They can give you a form and just send you on your merry way to register people to vote. So that is a very important question, and it's definitely something that you should check with your local elections department about so that you're fully compliant with what they ask of you for voter registration drive.
Hi, this is Faye Marcus from Illinois, and I'd like to respond to that. In Illinois, we do have to have training for voter registrars, and also there is some new training because there have been some changes in laws in Illinois. We can now register students that are 17, as long as they're going to be 18 by the next general election, we can register them before the election. So they have their changes made.
And that actually reminds me that oftentimes a good outreach effort as well is to go to high schools and register the seniors who will be 18 in time for the election. So, again, follow local election laws. Talk to your local Board of Elections to find out exactly what you need. But that can be a great opportunity. The other piece I would say is that everyone needs to remember, of course, that along with Action Network, we have the ability to send out targeted Action Network messages targeted by zip code or area code or congressional district. So if you're having an event, if you're having a candidate forum or a candidate's night, if you're having a conversation about a ballot initiative, please let us know. We can help you to set up a message and get something out that will go not only to our AEW members, but anybody else who has signed up for Action Network. My friend Christy will tell you our Action Network list is a great way to recruit people, but this has also been a great way to show them the work that we're doing and convince them to join AEW.
Any other questions? A reminder to please unmute yourself using star 6 if you are muted.
Yes, this is Jackie Evangelista. I'm trying to find this voter registration postcard on the website, and all I can find is information about it, but not how to get it.
Contact our.
What it looks like.
Yeah, contact our Connect office. I gave you the email. I can give it to you again. It's connect@aeuw.org. Or if you want to give us a call, it's 1-800-326-2289, and they can walk you through that, tell you what it looks like, and even send you an electronic copy to see it.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll include that information in the follow-up email as well so you have it saved in an email.
Are we getting an email to with the links on it, I hope?
Yes, there will be a follow-up email about later this week that includes all the information that we've covered tonight. So the phone number, the email address, the website.
I love you dearly. I don't care what they say about you.
This is Nancy from California, and we talked about training for voter registration. California does not require training for voter registration, but I did go to my local registrar for a training session, and I found it to be extremely helpful. So if you could have, like, one person from the branch go and have training, even if it's not required in the state, it may be very helpful to your branch.
Good idea.
And that's an excellent idea. You can also, if you're looking for branch programming ideas, you can have someone come in and speak at your next meeting.
That's a good idea.
And that's also a great connection to make in the community, to have the Board of Elections and the local registrar know that AUW wants to be active in this and perform this service. You never know what might come your way as a result of that in terms of additional opportunities to table and to work with other groups during voter registration.
Beth Wood from Washington, and I wanted to ask you if in your messaging idea it would be okay to put a link on our Facebook page or on our website and so on to register to vote online and to message students about that in particular.
Absolutely. We strongly encourage. And we also have a very exciting announcement on our website. Unfortunately, it's not live quite yet, but we're getting there. But very soon, you will be able to go to our website to be able to do your own voter registration online, and you can direct people to do voter registration online through the AUW and the AUW Action Fund website.
And Mel, is that something that will be translatable or get on the site-wise sites for those branches and states that are taking advantage of that service from AUW?
Absolutely. All that will be shared with you. So we'll be making a very exciting announcement once that's live, and we expect that to be coming very shortly. We're putting the final touches on the design right now.
So we could follow up here. So we could craft a message to go out to your list as well as our list of people in our targeted area with the message that they could register to vote online, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's a link.
Hello, this is Leo from Idaho, and I don't think Idaho allows online registration.
The way that the online tool will work, and this will, again, be demonstrated when we announce that it's live, but there are three states that you can complete 100% your registration online, and then the rest of the states, it will fill out the form for you, so it pre-populates everything, and then you print it out and sign it, and you mail it in to the address that's already printed on the form for you. So it's a standard form. It's completely compliant with all 50 states, and it'll be very exciting and a very easy way to streamline your voter registration efforts and do it all online.
Oh. And Idaho has Election Day registration at the polls.
Good. We have time for a couple more questions, if there are any. As a reminder, again, if you're muted, to please unmute yourself using star 6 if you have any outstanding questions.
This is Nikki from Oregon, and I had a question about GOTV. Early in the call, you were talking about voter turnout and drop-off voters. And I was wondering, what is the best way to get information on drop-off voters so they can be targeted?
That's a great question. We actually have some great information on what's called the Rising American Electorate. It's a growing group of folks, many of whom, unfortunately, don't always vote. These are people of color, young people, and women. Of course, our target is very much young women, but of course we want to register anybody who is not registered to vote because we want to turn out as many people to the polls as possible. One of the things that we do with the It's My Vote, I Will Be Heard campaign is we have messages specific to reach out to younger women. There are one-pagers on particular issues that we know based on polling data and other information are appealing to young women, and we also are crafting our voter guides, the template that Mel mentioned, also with some issues in there specific to, I think, that lots of voters will care about in terms of finding out their positions, the candidates' positions on the issues, but obviously tailored to a target audience as well. I think Mel will be putting additional information up on the Action Fund website, and there's probably also some good links that we can use in terms of the follow-up email that she's going to be doing. It's exciting because part of what we'll be doing is this voter registration, and we're partnering with several really great organizations targeting young women as a way of hopefully to amplify our efforts.
Okay, thank you.
Mel, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think that was great. Thank you. Okay, it's time for one last question. Okay, well, we are moving towards the end of the call. Thank you for sticking it out with us tonight, learning about getting out the vote. So a few quick announcements before we adjourn for the evening. Remember that Tuesday, September 23rd, is National Voter Registration Day. Also, I want to encourage everyone to be sure and like the Action Fund Facebook page. We'll be posting some really neat images that you can share, and in fact, the first one for the election was posted today, so that link will be included in the follow-up email as well. We have some really awesome materials and resources available. Be sure and bookmark aauwaction.org for some great resources, such as GOTV information, social media links, and voter guides. Visit the Voter Resources tab, which is under Voter Education, and you can find information to register to vote and make sure your information is up to date. Find out what you need at the polls and check voter ID laws, and that'll also be where you can find information about students and what their eligibility requirements are for registering to vote in their state. You can explore the link to Long Distance Voter if you need to vote early or absentee, and also use it as a resource if you have issues for voting or if you need help. There are many organizations who help with this, such as the Fair Elections Legal Network and also the Election Protection Coalition, which runs the hotline 866-R-VOTE. We also have It's My Vote items for your tablings and other events. We have buttons and stickers and phone cleaners and chip clips and issue-based stickers, such as pay equity, Title IX, and more. I also want to tell everyone to be sure to check out Shop AEUW, because we will have It's My Vote t-shirts available. You can wear them while you register people to vote. There's going to be balloons on there, and I think a couple other things as well. To request any of these materials, anything that's not on Shop AEW, such as the chip clips, the phone cleaners, the stickers, the buttons, please fill out our upcoming event form, which will be linked in your follow-up email, and that you can share information about your upcoming event so we can make sure you have the necessary materials. And we can also help promote your local activities. So like Lisa was saying, we can send out an email about the event coming up. We can target it based on zip code. And we're not only inviting members, but we're inviting supporters as well, because it goes out to the full action network that we're targeting within your area. And also, when you're done with your event, we ask that you fill out the report back form so we know how your event went. Share your success with us so we can spotlight your efforts. And we'll encourage your branches to do the same. So thank you, everyone who's joined the call this evening. As mentioned at the beginning of the call, it will be recorded. It has been recorded for you, and it will be sent out in the follow-up email so you can continue to reference this as you plan your GOTV activity. Be sure and share it with branches and membership. And you can, of course, also reach out to us directly at the national office if you have any questions. Thanks again, everyone, and have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. It's Jennifer. I wanted to just check in with you. And, by the way, you just explained to me, help myself with groceries and everything else. And, did I have toothpaste? Did I have anything else? And I said, no, I didn't have toothpaste. And she's like, help yourself. So I did. And so, yeah, so it went. No, of course not. I don't take what wasn't offered. It was offered. Of course. And by the way, yes, I did borrow her skirt, and I asked her if I could actually purchase it from her, and she bought it for $15 as well, and I offered a pair of 20, and she said, I really want it, and I said, sure, I'll give it back to you. No problem. Happy to mail it to you, meet up with you, whatever. I was looking for port in the storm, and Susan was so gracious to give me a place to stay for a week, a minute, and the new service now, and life is good, but of course I don't feel, done well, I know. Done well, I mean, done really well. Without, even when you tell me to, I don't really do this. So that's the other point. But the point is, give a call. I'd love to catch up with you. I'd love to know what's going on with you. And I was marching in a parade with the governor the other day, and he was very, very glad to see me. And instructing is going well, and what can I say? I'm doing my thing, doing the best I can, and hey, right. If you want to come up, I have the whole house to myself for about a week, and you are more than welcome to join me. It's gorgeous up here. It's like a 5-bedroom, 44-square-foot. I still would mansion, but yeah, it is. But yeah, come on up. Let's see. I have a great suite here, and I have not figured out how to put the jacuzzi in the marble bath. It's phenomenal. Good friends here, and you're welcome. Give a call, 203-644-7776. And I've told them all about you, and you're welcome here anytime. Give a call.
this is Chris from Walla Walla. Hello? 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 I can't hear anybody. Hello? No. Go away. Hello, this is Chris from Walla Walla. Anyone there? Hello?